Buffalo's Central Terminal opened its doors in 1929. It was built to resemble Grand Central Station in New York City. During that time, the train station was filled with a variety of businesses where people could drop off their dry cleaning, get their shoes shined, or grab a meal in the restaurant.
On June 22, 1929, there were 2,200 people in this concourse at a sit-down luncheon. It gives you an idea of the size of the place.
Central Terminal Restoration Corporation's executive director, Marilyn Rogers, took me on a tour of the massive station. She reflects back to what it was like in its heyday.
People would come in the entranceway, the entry lobby, pick up their ticket, go to baggage check. They went to the jewelers. They went to the...
The terminal has been vacant for years. All of the building's stained glass windows were broken. It's been vandalized, stripped of copper, and its terrazzo floors damaged. Rogers says in 1997, the Restoration Corporation stepped in and is trying to restore the station to its original splendor.
For the first 15 years, all the work in the terminal, the stabilization, the boarding up, retrieving the clock that you see in the concourse, redoing the clocks on the tower face. These are all very significant items for a group of all volunteers to do, including removing 400 tons of debris.
More recently, the concourse has been used for events and tours. In order to get the building tenant ready, though, Rogers estimates that it's going to cost roughly $55 million to repurpose the building inside and out. She says so far, funding has come from grants and individual donations.
We're meeting with financial institutions, and we're trying to garner enough interest. We have great community interest. We've received about $600,000 in in-kind goods and services, including our 50,000-watt solar PV system that's going to be installed through Solar Liberty.
Rogers says they have a lot of opportunity to rent and lease the space to businesses, but they plan to maintain the historical integrity of the building at the same time.
Our ticket window section, we're talking about utilizing that as a museum for the terminal and for transportation as well. Then the main concourse will always be a public space. It would be able to be rented for events and smaller gallery openings, and have gallery openings and live performances in the concourse.
There is room for a number of shops and cafes in the building as well. Rogers says one of the big ideas is to try and attract a college or university to occupy the space.
The restaurant area could very easily be turned into another educational opportunity that serves the public, possibly bringing in a culinary school where they can sell their goods. The offices that we have in our mezzanine area. They have movable walls, so you can actually create lecture halls. You can create classrooms to any size that you want.
Rogers says mixed use is the best option for the large space. She says they plan to market the facility as a center for arts and sciences.
We have a tourism marketing plan that is just going through the final tweaks. As far as education is concerned, we've already reached out to various universities and colleges locally, regionally, and throughout the state, and have even reached out to a facility in Canada.
Peter Burakowski is with the Buffalo Niagara Visitors Bureau. He says he's very excited to hear about the plans for the station and the progress it's made.
If the plans for Central Terminal unfold as the team their hopes in the coming years, I think it'll be a really neat combination of arts and architecture on that site that will be a compelling story for our region.
The first phase of the restoration project is expected to be completed by 2016. By then, tenants will be able to move in. Rogers says another goal for the rebuilding process is to revitalize the area, which has also fallen on hard times.
The Central Terminal Restoration Corporation wishes to take a leadership role with a strong reuse plan that will lift the neighborhood, not just put people in the building.
As for the train tunnels that can be seen at the terminal, they are not part of the restoration project, as they are owned by the City of Buffalo. The railroad tracks around it will not be included either. They are owned by CSX Corporation. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.